CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. A collision closed a road near Stratford for much of the afternoon. Stratford police say a serious crash occurred at the intersection of Line 29 and Perth Road 112 just after noon. Police had Perth Road 112 closed from Lorne Avenue to Perth Line 26 for their investigation. The road is now open. Grey Bruce OPP are notifying relatives before identifying the victim of a fatal two-vehicle collision involving a motorcycle. The operator of the motorcycle was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash on Highway 6 and 21 in the township of Georgian Bluffs early last evening. COVID-19 outbreaks are affecting several hospitals, long-term care homes, and congregate living settings in Midwestern Ontario. The Grey Bruce Health Unit reports outbreaks of the coronavirus at Country Lane Long-Term Care in Chatsworth, Wyerton Retirement, and Southampton Hospital site. Here on Perth Public Health says an outbreak continues at Stratford General Hospital, Maitland Manor Long-Term Care in Goderich, and Queensway Nursing Home in Bluewater. There are also four active congregate living outbreaks. Wellington, Dufferin, Guelph Public Health reports several outbreaks as well, including at Louise Marshall Hospital in Mount Forest. The World Health Organization announcing today that COVID-19 cases have tripled across Europe in the past 6 weeks. Hospitalization rates due to the coronavirus have doubled, although intensive care admissions have remained low. The WHO released its fall strategy for COVID-19 today. The UN Health Agency called for a second vaccine booster dose for anyone 5 and up with weak immune systems and promoted mask wearing indoors or on public transportation, as well as better ventilation. An investigation is underway after a transformer caught fire at the Hoover Dam in Nevada. Social media video shows an explosion and then smoke and fire pouring from the base of the largest dam in the U.S. But the local fire brigade quickly extinguished the blaze and there was no interruption to the power grid. Kincardine's Bluewater Summer Playhouse invites you on a journey through the history of rock and roll. People can catch rock and roll is here to stay this week. Producer and performer Lisa Way says it's inspiring to see so many kinds of people come together to watch her band perform.
It has no boundaries. You know, it brings us together no matter what our age, race, religion, politics. It's the one thing that just brings everybody together as one. And it's such a beautiful thing that music has that power.
Shows are being held tonight, Wednesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. with a 2 o'clock matinee tomorrow. Tickets can be bought at bluewatersummerplayhouse.com. The Township of Huron-Kinloss is preparing a Parks and Recreation Master Plan. The Township wants to prepare for the parks and recreation needs of current and future residents. Residents can help identify current and future needs within the community by completing a survey before August 8th of 2022. For more on these and other stories, head to cknxnewstoday.ca. In sports, the All-Star Game is tonight, the National League facing the American League at 8 o'clock in Los Angeles. If the game is tied after 9 innings, it will be decided by a mini home run derby. Goderich is mourning a hockey great. Larry Jeffrey passed away yesterday at the age of 81. He began his NHL career with the Detroit Red Wings and played for the Toronto Maple Leafs and New York Rangers. Jeffrey retired from the NHL in 1969. Goderich Mayor John Grace calls Jeffrey a town icon. Meantime, the former assistant coach and assistant GM of the Owen Sound Attack has a new job. Joey Hishon has joined the Oates Sports Group as a development coach. The group was founded by fellow former NHLer Adam Oates as a hockey development and mentorship program. Hishon will provide an on-ice skills development, video coaching, and mentorship. A heat warning continues for Huron, Perth, Wellington, and Southern Grey, clearing this evening with a low of 22 overnight. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a few showers beginning in the afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm late in the afternoon. Winds gusting to 60 kilometers an hour near noon. High 30 and a humidex of 37 degrees. Tomorrow night, chance of showers or thunderstorms, low 20. A mix of sun and cloud for Thursday, high 28. And for Friday, partly sunny, high of 28 degrees.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.